Thanks. Dennis Max. Thanks, Dennis.
Mr. Mayor, councillors, I'm speaking to you about the redevelopment in Elstonwick in the strip of land between Nepean Highway and the railway, where council has proposed to build 12-storey apartment towers along that entire length. Behind me, you see residents from Elstonwick, and we're dressed in black because of this council moves for this. It will be a black day for the citizens of Elstonwick, let me tell you. It also represents the overshadowing that our residents are going to face if you go ahead with this proposal. I had the good fortune a night ago to sit in a house of one of the residents in the area that's going to be affected. Not my house, someone else's house, between the railway and the highway. That house was built in 1888. It has 13-foot ceilings, beautiful cornices, ceiling roses. The house has been beautifully renovated and kept in its original condition. It has a wonderful garden and an add-on at the back, which complements. That house is going to be in shadow. The residents have lived there for years. This is a village of 300 plus residences. It's not only affecting that area, councillors, it is affecting the other side of the railway line, where residents like I live. They're also going to be impacted by the view of these tall buildings. Councillors, there's been consultation, belatedly, not with everyone, but only with the people you thought might be affected in a very narrow area. Excuse me. Gentlemen, ladies, you had this document that you produce once a month. There is never a mention in this document of the plans that you propose. Never. It's kept in secret. It's in camera. Last week you had a council meeting in camera where you decided a few things. And now we're at the public forum and I have my opportunity to represent all the people who are going to be affected. There was a public meeting in the hall down here where hundreds of residents from Elstonwick objected to this particular proposal, just this proposal. No one's listening. None of you listen. The plan's been tweaked. We were told there was going to be a number three, and when it wasn't issued, when I asked for it, oh, it isn't a number three, it's a tweaking of number one and two. So we had no opportunity to have a look at it until Thursday. And it was going to be Friday, but someone organised to get it out Thursday. We've hardly had time to meet on it, but we're still affected. Councillors, you represent us. We elect you. You are supposed to have our interests at heart.
Yes.
But it looks like you don't, because you are pushing out the very people who voted you in. You want to buy out their properties and build 3 and 4 and 12-storey apartment blocks, creating shadows across the highway. Have you asked Bayside if they like the overshadowing that they're going to get on their side in the mornings? At 8 o'clock in the morning, their houses will be in shade. I bet you haven't asked them. I would urge you to consider the people who put you in these seats to act on our behalf. There are plenty of places you can put up taller buildings. right along that shopping strip. The traders would love it. There are no traders along the Nepean Highway that are going to benefit from all those extra residences, not one. Their easy access, those residents, is up to Southland. That's not even in this municipality. How are the traders going to benefit? And what about the traffic flows? Have you considered those? Oh, we're going to put traffic lights at the corner of Aslin Street. This was after my question about St James Parade and all the traffic that's going to run up St James Parade and through all the little streets that
Excuse me, Dennis. I do have four other people that are wishing to ask questions.
I know.
Can we get to a point where we can actually either answer something?
The question is this. Why are the councillors that we elected to represent us not listening?
I'll wait till each item gets spoken to cover it in more detail, but in terms of the direct question that you asked us, and that is, when we first started looking at our planning scheme, and this was before this council was elected, that council in particular, but even once we were elected, we actually went to the community and said, what is it that we need to do in our planning scheme? Hold on a second. That was between, there was, if you wouldn't mind, Ron, can you articulate that a little bit better since you were actually there at that time?
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor, the planning scheme review was conducted about four and a half years ago.
Hold on.
Thank you. The planning scheme review was conducted 4 years ago, and that review involved extensive community consultation on the key issues facing...
Hold on a second. Can you please allow Mr. Torres to respond? Thank you.
Thank you. That was conducted about 4 years ago. It involved extensive community consultation. And through that consultation, significant key planning issues arose from that, which we are responding to.
Thank you, Mr.
Can I ask one question? Short.
Very short.
Put your hands up, ladies and gentlemen, if any of you were involved in that consultation 4 years ago. Please put your hands up. Come on, Dennis, two people.
You're not, no. Dennis, Mr. Max, I'm going to move on to Virginia Lee so I can get her forward and ask a question. Please, Virginia.
Not one of the people in here.
Dennis, I've asked for Miss Lee to come forward and ask her a question. Now we've answered your question. Thank you, Dennis.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you, Virginia.
Mayor, Council, I'm Virginia Lee. Hello, everybody who I live with in Elsternwick, and I've been there since 1981. Okay.